Absolutely. Fortunately, the good news is that the situation for the past few days appears to be calm. The bulk of the fighting took place last week from Tuesday to Thursday. So in the days immediately following those incidents, we had people, particularly the young, particularly women, arriving in Lair Town who were fleeing the fighting. Since the end of last week, it does not seem there has been further violence. So some people are cautiously returning to their homes. But because of the looting, because of the damage to health facilities, including Padia PHCU, which we support, the impact of this violence is going to be felt by local communities for some time, even if the fighting does not restart.
And could you mention exactly what was taken?
Yes. So Padia PHCU is a facility which is offering a wide range of preventative and curative healthcare. So this means vaccinations for basic childhood illnesses. This means treatment for common illnesses in the area, such as acute watery diarrhea, such as malaria, such as respiratory infections and eye infections. And unfortunately, it appears that all of the medicine, the material which was needed for those activities has been taken. So almost everything, speaking of Padia PHCU, it appears almost everything which could be carried is gone. So that includes medicine, that includes material for dressing, it includes medical equipment such as stethoscopes, such as resuscitators for newborns, such as delivery equipment, as well as things like mattresses, like bedding, like mosquito nets that are vital for a healthcare facility. So we, the ICRC, just 2 days before the facility was looted, delivered a consignment of medical supplies, which had to be by helicopter due to the flooding in the area at the moment. So that was about 170 kilos of equipment delivered 2 days before the fighting reached Padia. It had a value of about $3,000. Although the real value of the damage and the items that were stolen was much higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
As well as that confinement that we delivered, there was a month's buffer stock in the facility and all the sorts of equipment which I have just mentioned.
Okay. And so what message do you have for the perpetrators? Or, I mean, what can you say to those who committing these atrocities and causing the entire community to be affected in this way?
Yeah, we would like to send the message that all healthcare facilities and healthcare workers need to be respected, no matter the reason for the situation of violence that is going on, and no matter who the perpetrators are. These facilities and these workers should not be targets. So unfortunately, as well as the looting of the facility, two healthcare workers at the facility were caught up in the violence, one of them killed and one of them wounded. I think what we would like armed actors in the area and elsewhere in South Sudan and the world to understand are some of the long-term impacts that this sort of violence has. So unfortunately, you and your listeners may be aware, there is currently extraordinary flooding affecting Unity State. This is causing a wide range of problems. This is causing displacement for the communities. It makes travel extremely difficult, including travel to reach health facilities. And it also causes an increase in certain illnesses, such as malaria. So last month in Padia PHCU, there were 1,405 consultations carried out for the community. That's with a catchment area of 8,400. And that's a 50% increase over the amount of consultations that were carried out, for example, in July and August, before the flooding reached its peak. So we have a situation now where, when the need is at its greatest, Padia PHCU is not functional. The two nearest healthcare facilities also are not functional. This means that anyone who needs to reach medical attention, be they wounded, be they sick, a mother who is expecting, needs to travel at least 17 kilometers through flooded terrain, wading through the water to Lair Town, which is now where we have the nearest health facility. Actually, after this fighting, we received wounded patients in ADOC PHCC, which is a second health facility that we support in Lair County.
Okay.
That is 30 kilometers away from Pavia through flooded terrain. So it gives an idea of the gravity of the situation and the difficulties people now have accessing healthcare.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us this update. We'll keep trying to follow up to see how it progresses. Thank you very much, and do have a good day.
Much appreciated. Thank you.